the devil's advocates. Rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. Joined real soon by Dale Schultz, former state senator from the great state of Wisconsin, twice elected Republican majority leader. We'll catch up with Dale in just a bit. But I want to catch you up on some of the latest, this breaking news. A federal judge has basically accused the former president of committing crimes. Now doesn't have any sort of prosecutorial power. That was simply a lawsuit over the crime fraud and whether or not Eastman, the lawyer, could claim executive privilege and shield his memos to Trump. He may not. According to the judge, Trump probably committed a crime. And something I wouldn't have guessed, although, you know, maybe it all makes sense, Fancy Brian, we also know. We've now learned from reporting at the Washington Post the credibility behind the coup d'etat, behind the Green Bay sweep, if you will, on January 6th, was Ted Cruz. U.S. Senator Ted Cruz was the quote-unquote credibility. He was the constitutional scholar that brought it all home. New reporting, and this is a comprehensive piece at the Washington Post. We'll never get to all of it, but some key points I'd like to make here. Inside Ted Cruz's last-ditch battle to keep Trump in power, the Texas senator's effort alienated some allies and sparked questions about ties to John Eastman. We're just talking about that guy, a longtime friend and author of key legal memos in Trump's efforts. And I suspect if the judge ruled, you know, per the crime fraud exemption that Trump committed crimes, I bet you Eastman committed crimes. No allegations leveled against Cruz yet. Let me read in this article. Senator Ted Cruz was dining near the Capitol on the evening of December 8, 2020, when he received an urgent call from Donald Trump. A lawsuit had just been filed at the Supreme Court designed to overturn the election Trump had lost, and the president wanted help from the Texas Republican. Would you be willing to argue the case? Trump asked Cruz. Sorry, I forgot I was about to do the Trump voice. As the senator later recalled it, sure, I'd be happy to. If the court granted a hearing, Cruz said he responded. Now, this is Cruz's version. The call was just a first step in a collaboration that for 2 months turned into the once bitter political enemies into close allies. I mean, let's not forget what Trump said about Ted Cruz's wife. You know, we saw what Will Smith did in protection of his wife.
It was the opposite of what Ted Cruz
did. Yes, a little less.
Although, maybe Ted Cruz misled Trump, and this was a long-term under-the-table payback, but I wouldn't think that Ted Cruz would be that.
Well, let me read on. I want to be somewhat redundant here. The call was just one step in the collaboration. 2 months turned into the once bitter political enemies into close allies in the effort to keep Trump in the White House based on the president's false claims about a stolen election. By Cruz's own account, he was leading the charge to prevent the certification of Joe Biden as president. It's hard to believe, but Cruz was the credibility behind this plan. An examination by the Post of Cruz's actions between Election Day and January 6, 2021 showed just how deeply he was involved, working directly with Trump to concoct a plan that came closer than widely realized to keep him in power. As Cruz went to extraordinary lengths to court Trump's base and lay the groundwork for his own potential 2024 presidential bid. He also alienated close allies and longtime friends who accused him of abandoning his principles. When did Ted Cruz ever have principles?
See, that's where they went wrong in the first place.
Now Cruz's efforts are of interest to the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. In particular, whether Cruz was in contact with Trump lawyer John Eastman, a conservative attorney who has been his friend Cruz's buddy for decades and who wrote a key legal memo aimed at denying Biden's victory. As Eastman outlined a scenario in which Vice President Mike Pence could deny certifying Biden's election, Cruz crafted a complementary plan in the Senate. He, Cruz, proposed objecting to the results in 6 swing states and delaying accepting the Electoral College results on January 6th in favor of a 10-day audit, thus potentially enabling GOP state legislatures You know, think Wisconsin, for instance, to overturn the result. 10 other senators, and I think Ron Johnson's probably on that list, backed his proposal, which Cruz continued to advocate on the day rioters attacked the Capitol. The committee's interest in Cruz is notable as investigators zero in on how closely Trump allies coordinated with members of Congress in an attempt to block or delay certifying Biden's victory. If Cruz's plan worked, it would have created enough chaos for Trump to remain in power. Here's a quote from Rep. Liz Cheney. She happens to be a Republican on the J6 committee. It was a very dangerous proposal and, you know, could very easily have put us into a territory where we got to the inauguration and there was not a president. Cheney said earlier this year on a podcast, honestly, and I think that Senator Ted Cruz knew exactly what he was doing. I think that Senator Cruz is somebody who knows what the Constitution calls for, knows what his duties and obligations are, and was willing, frankly, to set that aside. The January 6th committee investigators have recently focused on Eastman's efforts to pressure Pence to declare Trump the winner. But there has been little public notice that Cruz and Eastman have known each other since they clerked together 27 years ago for then U.S. Appeals Court Judge Michael Luttig. Cruz's proposal ran on a parallel track to Eastman's memos. Luttig told the Post that he believes that Cruz, again, this was Cruz's mentor. Cruz described him like a father to me. He says of Cruz, he played a paramount role in the events leading to January 6th. Once Ted Cruz promised to object, January 6th was all but foreordained because Cruz was the most influential figure in Congress willing to force a vote on Trump's claim the election was stolen, Luttig said in a statement to the Post. He was also the most knowledgeable of the intricacies of both the Electoral Count Act and the Constitution and the ways to exploit the two. So, Ted Cruz, my hero, hardly. Come back with us. I got a fine former Wisconsin State Senator. He is Dale Schultz. A lot closer to my hero than Ted Cruz would ever be. But this is quite interesting. Fancy heading.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say Mike Pence could have been the hero, but, Trump took the disappointing route, which is what your mother would do. And unfortunately, he forgot that, you know, Mike Pence has two mothers.
Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. 844-967-2789. Don't call now. Dale Schultz is next.
If you killed Ted Cruz on the floor of the Senate and the trial was in the Senate, nobody could convict you.
You don't have any friends. Nobody likes you.
Ted Cruz, go f*** yourself.